first apologize on behalf of the chairperson. He's unable to attend the meeting today due to the fact that his stepson passed away yesterday. And according to the National Assembly rules, rule 130, if the chairperson of the committee is absent or unable to perform the functions of the chairperson, the committee may elect another of its members as the acting chair, and an acting chairperson performs the functions and may exercise the powers of the chairperson. May I therefore ask for nominations for acting chair? Honorable Tinda.
I propose the Honorable Member Mikani to chair the meeting, to act in the absence of the chairperson.
Honorable Mikani has been nominated. Any second, Honorable Member?
I second the nomination.
Nomination seconded. Any objections, Honorable Members? No. No objections. Let me take this opportunity to congratulate Honorable Bigani for her appointment as an acting chair of the committee for the day. May I please therefore hand over to her?
That's an honor. You grab our evidence for 1 hour.
A bit of a late morning. My apologies because of not having foreseen the problem. As we've already heard, the chairperson has had an unfortunate loss in the family of his son, who was ill for less than a month, and due to unfortunate circumstances of not being able to diagnose him correctly, he eventually lost his life yesterday morning early. So can we just have a minute or a moment of silence, please? Okay, just quickly for the morning, as our agenda this morning, we're going to have a briefing from Alexco Development Foundation, but because of unforeseen complications, apparently we couldn't get documents on time, which was one of our major requests, that we might be able to get documents on time. Apparently these were addressed to the secretary to the legislature. What the reasons were, I don't know. But eventually they are making copies as we speak, isn't it, Norton? Copies are being made presently. So I don't know how we are going to handle that, but one thing we won't be able to do is to adopt proceedings for today. And as soon as those copies are available, could you please have them distributed, and then we'll determine according to time as to how we handle the matter. But I think for now, let's start with the consideration and adoption of the budget review and recommendations report to the BRRR. let's quickly go through that. Do we form a quorum? Let's go through the document and the, that we have documents of even the, and we're even requested by the chairperson that we read the supporting documents that we had from Parliament. Okay, can I, what I'll do is just open the floor to the members. If you've got any comments, we'll take it page by page for corrections and comments at the same time. And then we'll determine after that for adoption. Is that fine? I think this one we had some weeks to study, isn't it? So we don't have a reason not to know what's going on inside. No, we'll go on. No, you can sit. It's fine. It's fine. You can be part of us. It's just that we are also waiting for your documents to arrive. Okay, I'm opening the floor to the members if there's any comments. Starting from page one.
I'm not an English speaker, I'm a Khoisan speaker, but to me there's something that doesn't over well in the introduction, especially the explanation of the split of the Department of Minerals and Energy into two.
The split of the former Department of Minerals and Energy into two standalone
entities? I don't know how to put it, Chair, but maybe I can ask somebody to rearrange the introduction so that we understand it well.
Okay. The new Department of Mineral Resources, and then the repeat department, I think you can scratch off that in the brackets there. But now able to focus squarely on the mining and minerals industry here. Suggestions. I think the split of the former Department of Minerals and Energy into two standalone entities, i.e., namely, the Department of Mineral Resources and the Department of Energy, then in brackets DME, and the other one in brackets DMR, is now able to focus squarely on the mining and mineral industry.
No, I'm saying, Chairperson, maybe later we can just rearrange the introduction, but the English.
It is incorrect. Yes.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Okay. Then we'll just rearrange it also again. And just split the two paragraphs because the meaning is different. Yeah. Into three. Yeah. Okay, anything else on page one? Can I go to page two? Thank you. on page 2? Page 3. Do you have something? Okay, page 5. Page 4. During the period under review, the department set itself to develop and start the implementation of the department's integrated human resource plan. That would cover areas like human resources, capital needs, going forward, individual strategies for human resource development, talent management, knowledge management, etc. Yes, of integration. Page 5. I think is an addition under the mineral policy. The mining charter needs to be added as bullet point 4 as well, so that it can be noted that we are still in the process and that there needs to be a proper review based on the public hearings that we've had. We need to add that as well as the fourth bullet point under mineral policy and promotion. This the MPRTA bill, there's the beneficiation strategy, small scale mining strategy, as well as the mining charter. We'll just add there in terms of the overall observation done through public hearings as to what the necessary amendments would be as well. This is relevant. It's still relevant because it hasn't been approved. Page 8. Are you with me?
Yes.
You could be quiet. I've also noticed that we'll go through it otherwise after this meeting with the secretary, committee secretary. Yeah. But we can also just indicate them so that we know that it's adoption with approval, with correction, before we can approve. Page 8. In the meantime, can someone go and check out how this, that you're supposed to be getting? Page 10.
On page 10, I think there's a mistake there. Umthatha Welang, suppose by Umtha Welang.
Anything else on page 10? Part of transformation policies, I think, under administration. Okay, there's skill development, there's a drive to transformation policies, promote social libertarian. I think the drive for transformation policies should include women and the disabled. Any suggestions of how we should formulate that? But I think we can discuss that as well. It's just that others you said about women in mining, small scale mining. And as part of the transformation policies, there's a lack of assisting women sufficiently with small-scale mining, so something should be added there. In relation to the drive of transformation policies, 5.1.1 under administration, Committee of Development, Drive for Transformation. I think more should be said under the Drive for Transformation. We'll try and word it correctly as well, but several suggestions and ideas are put in terms of policies within the Department of Development. And under contributing to skills development, you remember that we have a problem with the MQA and its relationship with the Human Resource Development Division and the way they operate in terms of meeting the skills development audit needs directed to mineral resources, both departmentally and the inspections to the department towards the mining industry. We'll just formulate that as well, I think one of the members. In terms of non-financial performance. Okay, page 11. Okay, Honorable Fulut.
Thank you very much. Let's check there by promote social and labor plans.
Yes.
That paragraph there in the middle, national peace, accord, trust, labor, sending area, supported with furniture. I'm trying to check the sentence there. Can you see that?
Yes. The project included science laboratory computers and furniture for the high school in KwaZulu-Natal, Umtawe Langa Jewelry Project, provision of computers and furniture from Fuller Home-Based Care for the Disabled in Gauteng Province, National Peace Accord Trust Labor Sending Area supported with furniture and supported for HIV and AIDS Project, KZN MKMVA, supported with computers for skills development and furniture and 2 houses for the elderly in Ekuruleni, revamped by Anglo-American.
Yeah,
I think perhaps there's just an issue of the formulation of the sentence steps into bullets.
Yeah, that's sending area supported. I don't understand that. Yeah, that's sending area. Supported furniture. Trying to check the sense.
What is the meaning of sending? Okay. All right.
Maybe to rephrase.
Yeah, we need to rephrase first.
Shall I look at that?
Mm-hmm.
One needs to understand this. Is this a national peace accord trust, and then it the labor sending area, or is it, as you are reading it, national peace accord trust labor sending area?
Labor sending area. The possibility that supposed to be one.
It's one
way, isn't it? So that labor sending, the sending area that should be in capital letters,
no,
to indicate that it's part of that, but what is the meaning for the sending area?
No, no. Labor sending area, it means the outflank, the far flank areas from which labor is extracted.
Okay.
It becomes correct, therefore, if it's
sending
one
area.
Entity. If it's one entity. Because
I think
problem
that
was that.
We have to break it up into bullet points, ne, to give a clear indication of each area.
But
and perhaps add a bit of briefing.
Precisely.
Because I think our memory is not serving us well in terms of what a great type of project. No time to break that up. And I also think that you'll need to relate it. How was the non-financial performance? I must talk to the analysis of non-financial performance at the top, the 5.1. I'll help you with that. Okay, can I continue? Anything else on page 10? Page 11?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Also, the vulnerable group must be identified if it's a disabled woman or was it young people. Because
yes.
vulnerable group is too vague.
To break down the 114 inspection as to the meaning to this. Okay, anything else on page 10? Page 11? Page 11, the first paragraph, no? Where you are mentioning that there's a business management system being developed by the Department of Mineral Resources. You need to add there that it's also the competency of National Treasury to align its IFMS. Page 11, the first paragraph. This challenge was identified by the department in presenting to the annual report, where it reported the electronic business management system was being developed, and with the competency of National Treasury being responsible for the development of the IFMS information. Financial management system. The development and coordination in departments. Financial management system. Which is the IFMS, which then joins the sentence that says this is therefore the second consecutive year, if not more, where the department could not measure improvement in compliance to regulation. Anything else on page 11, members? Honorable Khululu?
Thank you very much. Let's look at the second paragraph. The department set itself a target of 100% health and safety information to be disseminated. In the actual report, in the actual annual report, it is reported that this target was achieved. This is, however, difficult to verify since the actual number of reports and newsletters to be disseminated was not stated. You see that one?
Yes, yeah,
you see it. How does it sound? Yeah. The last paragraph. I think let's remove that sentence there.
Okay.
This is, however, difficult to verify since the actual number of reports and the newsletters to be disseminated was not stated. Let's leave it at the annual reports that it was reported that this target was achieved. How about that, honorable members?
Any suggestion? I think the old
paragraph doesn't make sense, because it said look at that 100% health and safety information. Without any verification thereof, how do you determine that percentage? Let's just say we'll re-look into that paragraph and get a sense of that, because
okay.
I myself am not making sense of it at all.
Yeah, Chair, to me it also doesn't make sense, because in the following paragraph, the department exceeded the target by 10%. So I think that sentence needs to be removed. That whole paragraph needs to be removed.
In fact, the very first paragraph itself is contradictory. It's almost like the previous one that you're talking about.
Chairperson?
Yes.
The last paragraph.
I have a please picture of you.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes. The last paragraph, there's a contradiction in this whole 1, 2, 3 paragraphs. In each strategic plan, the department did not provide the number of policies and guidelines to be developed and reviewed, but only set 100% target. Where did the measurement come from that they exceeded the 100% target? It doesn't give us a sense, or a reader who was not in this meeting in the public domain will not understand what are we trying to report here.
I think the very heading, Honorable Members, regulate the mineral sector. In what way? And in terms of the strategic plan that was given, there are clear targets based on the different programs, the 4 programs that we have.
And
as well as the oversight review. Maybe we should re-look into that whole paragraph, regulate the mineral sector, and then try and determine from yourself, committee section, as to where does this come from, and reformulate that whole paragraph. Yeah. And there will have to be an indication, I think, of what exactly in the strategic plan. According to Program 1, Program 2, 3, and 4, what exactly in relation to the regulation of minerals is it that needed to be reviewed or worked upon in the strategic plan? Then it will make better sense. Okay, promote health and safety in the mineral sector. Culture, systems and people. Oh, okay, but I think that's just vacancies. Oh, how do you see members? The last paragraph, the heading there talks of culture, systems, and people. But if you read through that, it's actually just giving an indication of what the department has achieved in terms of vacancies. Now my question is, why can't it just be vacancies? anything else on page 11? Can I go to page 12?
Yes, sir. Page 12, chapter.
Yes.
Promote and transform the sector under that heading. The department met most of its industry transformation targets except licensing of EFLAP companies. Which other industries had the target that was not met? So it cannot only be the youth. Where were the women? Was the target for the women? And was it in the strategic plan? From where does this come from? From the annual report or the strategic plan?
Noted.
Future references check. It must be stated here the target that was there for women and what is the target that has been met.
So the overall transformation target
as
a whole, what are the expectations in terms of time frame and the relevant figures, and then also indicate according to women, youth, disabled. Noted.
First paragraph. The fruitless and wasteful and irregular expenditure increased by more than 1,000%. I'm just suspect of that a lot.
The fruitless, wasteful, and irregular expenditure increased by more than 1,000% against a target of 60% reduction. It was, however, reported that a written warning was issued to the relevant official. What official and what was the issue? Once again. I think the researcher, Annette, do you want to make a contribution in relation to the third page?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to explain that the annual report section of the DRR is based on the stress plan and the annual report, so it's not a comparison between what the department put on the stress plan and then what the report on the performance in the annual report. So in the strat plan, the way it is presented, it has objectives, outcomes, measures, and targets. So to regulate the mineral sector was one of the objectives. So that is why it is there as a subtopic. And then the outcomes under that objective enforce compliance and monitoring, and then provide policies and guidelines. So when you say that the department didn't put the actual numbers, because under audit, inspection, and monitoring tools to be developed, in 2011 the department said 100%.
What page are you on now?
No, I'm on the third plan.
Still on the third plan,
yeah.
Okay.
So what the report is saying there is that makes it difficult to measure performance if you are going to say that the audit, inspection, and monitoring tools that you are going to develop is 100%. You are supposed to say that you are going to develop, say, 10 or 15 of the monitoring tools. You can't say you are going to develop 100%. And then when you measure in the annual report, that is where you come with the percentage that if you said you are going to develop 50, and then you only develop 25, then you have achieved 50%. So you can't say in that plan that you are going to do 100% of the job. You must take actual numbers to say that I'm going to develop 50 monetary tools. And then when you report in the annual report, you say, I managed to develop 25 or I managed to develop 50. And then you calculate the percentage of that. Your achievement was 50 to develop 25.
So you do agree that we should have put in all the details that you are explaining, so that it fits into the picture of what the regulation of the mineral sector is?
What I'm trying to say, I think we can put it as an observation that they need to align their stress plan with the annual.
And that must reflect on this report. It must reflect on this report, because I think the mistake is that it's not reflecting yet. What you've just explained could have been your introduction under the heading. Then the body comes in terms of what was determined in terms of the department. Then as a conclusion to this very paragraph, then you conclude what you've just said. It makes sense, no?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll edit accordingly. But we'll have to sit with you then in the committee section to correct that appropriately. It's quite a lot of information that's left out.
Okay,
page 12. Did you finish page
12?
With the noted additions under promote and transformation sector for women and other disability groups. Okay. And then the on page 13. Corrections there? Page 14.
Seriously underfunded to an extent that
it cannot perform some of its functions, especially functions that relate to compliance. I think that needs to be emphasized. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, the other point that we raised at that meeting was the underfunding of specifically the rehabilitation of mines.
Mm.
And it was addressed actually now at the budget speech yesterday.
Mm.
But we did actually put it in our report. So I just wondered if it has been noted in here. Such as it's because of that, actually, what happened yesterday.
Mm.
We allocated additional money.
Additional money.
Yes.
Mm. Noted. Any other addition, Honorable Khululu?
No. Thank you very much. I wanted to bring to the attention to Honorable Santo about the better location.
Noted, but the addition still stands because it's mainly relating to the issue of compliance.
Chairperson, we are laughing here because our conclusion is saying the department is in good financial position.
My poor man.
With assets worth more than its liability.
What a contradiction.
That needs to be changed. That needs to be removed. Remove it completely because we've just said now that there's actually a gross financial need.
Still on that one, Chair, on the conclusion, it's a grammatic error. On the first sentence there, the department met most of the targets instead of target. Targets.
What is that, Underburn?
The first sentence.
The department met most of the target it set in the strategic plan. I disagree. I also would agree with that, disagree with that statement. What makes you determine that it did meet most of its targets? It met some of its targets, yes. Not most. What are you weighing it against to be able to determine the fact that it met most of its targets if we are saying this? Financial backlog as well as little funds that are being given to the department. They need a lot more to be able to meet their targets. Okay, still on page 16. Can we look at recommendations in detail? Because then it will mean the possibly some recommendations that are left out there. The first bullet point, the department should fast track the filling of vacant posts and negotiate with National Treasury for unfunded needed vacant posts. Does that make sense?
Chair, I think this sentence does make sense because there are vacant posts that are funded.
Yes.
That must be filled.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think this sentence makes sense.
But remember there was a...
Unless you are saying, Chairperson, you must add that one.
It's what I'm saying, Honorable Member, it must be added.
Okay.
You remember that when we discussed the issue of the vacant posts, it was in terms of need, especially to fill up the inspectorate. But it turns out that the figure, I think it was 500 and something, that figure was giving an indication that those posts will never be filled because they are not funded.
Mm.
But they are direly needed for the department to be able to meet its compliance needs.
Mm.
So what you are saying is that, you remember they also indicated that as a department they are still in negotiations with National Treasury to try and get that extra funding. We don't know what the outcome would be as yet, but it's a need that those posts should be considered. Funded or unfunded, but it's a need for the department. Any additions, Honorable Mare? That makes sense. Yeah. Split the two sentences. In negotiation with National Treasury. It is already, they've given that report. Is in negotiations with National Treasury for vacant unfunded positions to be filled. Through given funds. They are negotiating the exact things. Okay, that's noted. Any other point? I think the recommendations are also very short. Ne? There's not enough explanation given to a statement per bullet point. Honorable Kululu?
Thank you very much.
Honorable Mare?
My take is that, you know, on our observation, something that we observe, we also need to make recommendations out of observation.
Mm.
For instance, on the first bullet, the department registered a significant underspending on payment for capital assets. We need to change that when we observe that to say there need to be fast tracking of these payments for capital assets.
Mm.
So that what we observe, we have to recommend that it has to be changed to for the better.
Yes,
does it make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
So all those observations actually should translate to become recommendations at the end of the day.
Mm.
Especially if they are on the negative, to be on the positive.
Noted. As I'm saying, that these are also rather short explanations to recommendations because it doesn't give any supporting statement to what we've been discussing. So for each bullet point you might have, as the Honorable Member says, what we discussed and gave out of what we have observed, we indicate the recommendation. So a lot more needs to be added there. The researcher?
The point that was raised by Honorable Kuluna is addressed under recommendation. It is recommended in bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A downward adjustment for the payment of capital assets should be considered in order to mitigate the possible over expenditure on transfers and subsidies. So it is an attempt to address the point that was made under observation. So I don't know whether we need to expatiate on that
one. Honorable Mare?
Just to the point I've made earlier about the committee's observations in relating to the rehabilitation of mines, that we must, and we've made a recommendation that they should negotiate with Treasury additional amounts, because we had that presentation of the, I think it was 30 billion rand that was needed for owners and derelict mines to rehabilitate it, and we only budgeted last year 51 million for that in the budget, and we actually recommend that in the sense that we must have additional budget for that specific project of strategic project.
I think that's a point noted here. Any other point for addition? But then I think Honorable Members, there's a lot more detail that will need to come in as additions to this report, I would recommend that the researcher and myself and the committee secretary will sit after the meeting and make the relevant additions properly. That, especially recommendation, needs to have a lot more mass for it to show that we have been saying something as a committee. And having noted what the members have said as well, I would therefore request that we adopt this report with corrections. Honorable Sonto.
I so move, Chairperson.
Honorable Sonto, move for adoption. With corrections and additions, supported by Honorable Mare. And the BRRR report is therefore adopted. Thank you, Honorable Members. I'm going to recommend that we take a 10-minute break. No, I'm not going to give you more than that, so that we can just quickly reach a conclusion with the committee, if you can stay behind, and let the rest of the members please just have tea, our guests have tea.
What's happening?
Until we make a decision about, because there seems to be problems in terms of the, there's a lot of problems in terms of the documents we're supposed to be receiving for the report that we're going to get into on the Alexco Development Foundation. So can I request that the members remain?
The court document would the 20th October the parliament had to inspect and on the law of the atom to create that.
Sorry, member, for the sake of understanding, please consider the person, the talk. Let us get Makar can understand, and it's not a problem. Okay? Continue.
The request at the previous meeting was that we should submit documentation by 20th October.
Yeah. And on the bias from that, on the document that a person courier the 19th October, that was ontvangen by the parliament's gebouw op the 20th October, 5:42. On the proof van dat dat is gebeurd. Aan wie ons betrekken? Ons het gekyk op die brief wat ons ontvang het van die parlement, ons het die nommer geskakel en ons was geadviseer vanaf die kantoor dat documente moet naar die secretaris gestuur word. En ons het geprobeer om uit te vind die hele brief wat het van die documente geraak, zodat ons die proef gekry het dat het was van ontvang van die parlement. So ons het onder die einde dat die parlement het nou aan die documente gegaan.
We did a lot of work to compile all the documents, and we sent it by courier on the 19th of October to the Parliament. As to the address to which we addressed it, we looked at the letter received from Parliament. We found the number that's given there, the telephone number, and we were instructed to forward the documentation to the Secretary of Parliament, which we did, and we have documentation here, or proof that the documentation was received on at 5:02 on, I think, the 19th, on the 20th of October. So we were under the impression that the committee had the opportunity to study the documentation because it had been forwarded on time.
Honorable Senator.
I think it's a person it needs to be explained to the trust. I see the misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
We said the documents should be sent to the secretary. And to you, that's the secretary of parliament, or secretary to parliament. And we meant that secretary. Committee secretary, not secretary to parliament. That's where the problem is. We have realized that documents are here.
are in this institution, but it was difficult to get those documents. We know that the documents have come here in time, but up to now we have not laid our hands on those documents. So at first we were angry that instead of you sending the documents to the committee secretary, you sent them to the secretary to parliament. You were liaising not with his office, but you were liaising with her. Now we couldn't understand where the swap happened, that you liaise with this one and the documents get sent to that one. That's where the problem was, and we are sure that it was the courier company that just sent the documents to the secretary to parliament, not the secretary to the committee. That's where this hold up. I mean, we were battling, she was battling for the past week to get the documents. When they get to the secretary to parliament, they have to go through certain scrutinies, you see, of parliament before they get posted to the relevant section of parliament. That's where the hold up is. We were fuming, but after that we understood that it was not your fault, it was the fault of the messenger, which is the courier. So I think we need to live with that understanding. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sonta. I won't repeat myself, but also the correspondence, the dates and receiving was on time, it's true. Mm-hmm. But the problem is the very address, the secretary to the parliament. Mm. So you understand where the problem came in.
Yeah.
So can you allow us then just the committee to sit and make a ruling or a decision as to how do we take the process forward, with consideration of the fact that it was a difficulty for you to get here, but also not serving a purpose for us to just go through issues without the relevant study and understanding that we need to have. So just take a break for tea while we make a conclusion as the committee, and then we'll call you in after a few minutes.
Okay.